The question is, do I think there's going to be a fundamental change in what's going on? A couple things. One is, my next book is about the relationship between our economic system and the process. The way it ends is that the endpoint of civilization is assembly line mathematics. And then the book after that, the one I'm writing right now, on about page 45, is about how to take down civilization. I start with the question, do you believe that our culture will undergo a voluntary transformation to a sane and sustainable way of living? The answers I get go from laughter to, you kidding me, right? So if you don't believe that our culture is going to undergo a voluntary transformation, and if you care about either the natural world or about humans in the future or present, what does that mean for your strategy and tactics? We don't know, because we don't talk about it. So the book is going to be an exploration of that. It's going to be an exploration of when is counterbalance and appropriate response to the balance of the system. So that's I'm working on that. The short answer is no, I don't think anything's going to change voluntarily. I got two more things to say about that. The first one is, several years ago, I was talking to this friend of mine, George, the guy who said the thing about apocalypse. George can be kind of a curmudgeon. One day, we're just driving around somewhere, and I said, so if you could live at any level of technology that you wanted, what would it be? And he said, that's a really stupid question. Because we can fantasize about whatever we want, but the truth is that the Stone Age is the only sustainable level of technology. Because any level of technology that's based on the use of non-renewable resources is by definition not sustainable. And the only question, if there is what's going to be left when we get back? We're going to be there sooner or later. I keep thinking about that. Three generations from now, there's going to be people living on the Columbia River going, they're blowing for one, but they'll be living on the Columbia River going, you know what, I'm really hungry. God damn you for killing the salmon. I'm starving to death because you wanted to have electricity for aluminum. One of the things that's really nice about everything being so fucked up is that no matter where you look, you can find something to do that's in the right direction. So it's like, you know, if a person wants to work on a rape crisis hotline, you know, that's great work. If somebody wants to do timber sale field, that's great work. If somebody wants to blow up a dam, that's great work. You know, whatever, there's a lot of stuff to be done. Do I think it will voluntarily change? No. And see, this is another thing about my approach here is that I really use my family as a metaphor for the larger picture. Of course, my father is into culture, but one of the things I understand, and I think is really, really important, is the problems are not rational. And because they are not rational, they are not amenable to rational solutions. And we spend a lot of time, it's like, I finally learned that when an abuser tries to start an argument, I'm thinking about my father is long since out of picture, so I'm thinking of like in a relationship. When an abuser tries to start an argument, if you enter the argument, you've lost. And it's the same thing. I'm not saying we shouldn't negotiate, but we need to recognize that we will be lied to at every turn. The Indians are saying, hello, I'm glad you finally figured that one out. And the ultimate sanction, it's like Madame Albright saying, we will act multilaterally when possible and unilaterally when necessary. But there's your answer. I mean, force is the ultimate sanction. How do we respond to that? I don't know, but that's the question we got to ask.